Good morning and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I had to get creative as our orchestra's open, of course, is now gone. They thought the Coach's Corner apparently was done for the year, so the band left, but we have the band ready for the Scores That Matter theme coming up, but I had to get creative there, folks. I thought you'd know what that theme meant. Of course, we run that as well, but welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. It's our final Coach's Corner of the season, as of course we take the slow season off and then come back in August, and we had to take a little bit of a respite, a two-month respite thanks to COVID earlier this year, but thankfully we were able to come back here for the winter sports season, and of course that's commencing today with boys basketball, as they will, award the finals championships today. The four titles in boys basketball going on today. And, of course, college hockey closing up tonight with the national championship. We'll get all into that. Also, our guests in today for our final show include Sioux High baseball coach Chris Bontrager and Blue Devil girls head softball coach Lisa Schulte. And, of course, Mother Nature's been very kind. The snow has left. Hopefully, the rain subsides a little bit so the folks can get going and get the fields ready. And we're going to have some, hopefully, it looks like, some April baseball and softball in the area. And also we'll have, of course, a lot of baseball and softball on the air, we hope, this spring as well. I hope to venture out on the road a little bit for the folks for Blue Devil baseball and softball as we get going as well. But we'll delve into the baseball and softball seasons for Sioux High with Chris Bontrager and Lisa Schulte coming up. All that and much more, but first, to the Scores That Matter from last night. Of course, a little light with a lot of things closing up now with the winter seasons, of course, coming to an end, but we did have the girls' basketball finals yesterday and some really good games in Division 4. This one, well, it was not a good game, as it was Fowler taking Bel Air near Gaylord out back behind the woodshed, 54-20, no surprise there. I'll tell you what, D4 is really top-heavy. Fowler was really good. He had some solid teams. Rudyard almost made a run to the state semifinals. I think they should have been there, as Kearney Nadu was able to beat them, and Rudyard proved that where they were at, Carlos Molina's team played very well in the quarterfinals, but Fowler just destroyed everybody. Tenacious defense. Kearney Nadu in the semifinals was added up 34 turnovers thanks to Fowler, and Fowler more of the same to Bel Air, holding them to 20 points. 54-20 win for Fowler, their first girls state title since 1991. Very impressive. Meanwhile, in Division 3, Grass Lake squeaks by Kent City 52-50, a very good game in Division 3. Division 2, Portland thumps Newaygo 52-32, and Portland defeated Escanaba in the quarterfinals, and they rained threes on Escanaba, and then they clamped down defensively in the title game against Newaygo. Division 1, Hudsonville hangs on, a really good game over Detroit Renaissance, 65-61. Boys basketball state championships commencing today at the Breslin Center. Division 4 going on right now. Last report, it was halftime, 22-19. Detroit Douglas leads Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Of course, Wyoming Tri-Unity defeated Rudyard in the semis in Grand Rapids, if you recall, on Thursday morning. And right now, that's a pretty good game, 22-19, Douglas leading Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. Meanwhile, continuing in of boys basketball later today, Division 1 Grand Blanc will take on unbeaten Ann Arbor Huron, and Scotty Nason tells me there's three players from the River Rats of Ann Arbor Huron that are going to be at Lake State playing Lake State men's basketball next year, and Steve Henniga, always a very good recruiter, and he gets three quality players from a really good program in Ann Arbor Huron. They're unbeaten, and they'll take on a Grand Blanc that's had a really good year as well. Division 3, it's Flint Beecher. This is the game I'm looking at. I think a lot of people up here are looking at. Flint Beecher will take on unbeaten Iron Mountain. Beecher has one loss, Iron Mountain undefeated. They hung on in overtime to the Mountaineers over Schoolcraft, and that was a big game for Foster Wonders. He had 34 points, the Southern Illinois product, heading to Southern Illinois in D1 college basketball next year. Should be a good game. Go Mountaineers. Like to see the UP get one, as they'll play at 3 o'clock against Flint Beecher at the Breslin Center. Division 2 will close out the day. Grand Rapids Catholic Central tangles with Battle Creek Penfield at 5:30. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer had a press conference yesterday, a COVID press conference. We've, of course, have had many of those in the last year. And she, of course, had her hat in hand, if I may comment, a pause in youth sports. She requested 2 weeks out of concern for Michigan's rising COVID cases. The Michigan High School Athletic Association had a very professional press release on it. Mark Ewell does an excellent job in that regard. And it stated spring sports will go on as scheduled. School districts will be made will make their decisions at the local level in the coming weeks based on conditions and circumstances and at the school district level. And all spring sports are outdoors as well, most being non-contact. Girls soccer and lacrosse are the only ones that I can recall that are of contact, of a real close contact in nature, if you want to call it that, with girls soccer, but definitely lacrosse is the contact sport. But they're all outdoors, and of course a lot of school districts have already chimed in. If you've been watching it, Jack Hall, my buddy in Escanaba, did a poll of UP schools. He took 10 of them, central to the western end. 9 out of 10 said they're moving forward with of course in classroom as far as teaching, and they will not go virtual. One school district said they will go virtual, but 9 out of 10, of course, that was the other recommendation there, that the schools are 2 weeks in that pause, go to virtual, along with not having any sports as well. A lot of school districts have already chimed in on it. I saw Clarkston down by Detroit, and that's a big school district. Their superintendent, very professional press release, stating, hey, we understand the numbers, but you know we're moving forward. And they also made a good point, and that is the fact that you know, all these other entities, restaurants, things of that nature, they're not asking them, requesting them to back off. And he said, right now, he said, we need to move forward. And I thought it was a very, very professionally done by the fella down in Clarkston. So that will be that's a fluid situation, and we'll, of course, be watching that, as you will as well. Now back to the scores that matter in college hockey, the national championship. Massachusetts will take on St. Cloud State. And that's both clubs looking for their first national championship. 7 o'clock on ESPN2 from Pittsburgh in the home of the Penguins. Women's college volleyball, Lake Superior State swept at the GLIAC tournament yesterday in losing 3-0, 25-12, 25-17, 25-17 in sets by Davenport. No, at Davenport, rather. And that, of course, at Saginaw Valley State University. And losing to Davenport yesterday in the first round. Lakers now move on to the consolation bracket. They'll play Wisconsin Parkside. That's going on right now at University Center at Saginaw Valley. Meanwhile, the semifinals, yes, are being set from yesterday. In the quarterfinals, Northern Michigan spiked Davenport 3-1. Michigan Tech doubled up on Wisconsin Parkside 3-1. Ferris State nipped Northwood 3-2. And Grand Valley State blanked Ashland 3-0. Today in the semifinals at SVSU, it's Michigan Tech squaring off of Ferris State at 4, and Northern Michigan will take on Grand Valley State at 4 as well, and then the championship to follow as well. Those are the scores that matter. When we return here on Coach's Corner, we will hear from the head coach of Sioux High Baseball. That's our good pal Chris Bontrager. That's coming up next on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. We're joined by the Sioux High baseball coach. Chris Bontrager is with us. And, of course, the baseball season is fastly approaching us. And, of course, we say good morning to Chris. Thanks for coming on Coach's Corner. Good to have you on again.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, of course, nice to be able to talk baseball, and it sounds like we will have a baseball season this year, and I imagine everyone's been clamoring with Sioux High, as everybody else is around us and throughout the state, to have a high school baseball season.
Yeah, it'll be nice to get these kids back on the field. You know, it's been a few years since high school baseball's been a go, so a lot of excitement, and we're just looking forward to getting out on a field.
Before we get into the, as far as particulars with the team, of course, a fourth surge of COVID is here. Testing is mandatory now for high school athletes. And as we talk here today, Chris, of course, there's been a lot of discussion. The governor spoke today about perhaps, you know, asking high schools to go virtual for their, of course, academics and for the next 2 weeks, and then sports as well to shut down. But, you know, that is just a recommendation. It's that's all it is at this point. But right now with the COVID testing and you having to navigate through that, how has that gone this week? Because that started, I think, this week.
Yeah, they did all the at this point all the kids trying out. We just made cuts here at the end of this week. Had to go through testing earlier midweek, and actually they all came back negative. So
that's good.
Put us in a good spot. So we're already behind the eight ball. So it's kind of nice to get through that and get going.
And it has to be frustrating. It is what it is. You and I were just talking off the air. Every sport from the fall to the winter to you guys has had to it's a stop and go situation. It's just what we have to deal with, but it wears on you and wears on the kids.
Yeah, I think more importantly it wears on the kids, right? I mean, I got some seniors this year that haven't even been able to finish their seasons because they've been in quarantine. So hopefully we can get through the baseball year, and being outside I'm hoping is going to make a big difference. And yes. we can play this whole season to conclusion with everybody involved.
Well, and I think a big factor of that, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on as we chat, and that is our weather has been much kinder to us here as far as all the snow's gone and things of that nature. We'll talk about that in a moment, and field conditions, things of that nature. But now on to the team, and you did finalize your roster this year as far as for Suhai Baseball. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we made cuts end of this week here, and we looks like we're going to carry 13 kids on the varsity roster this year, and we've got four seniors, five juniors, and four sophomores. I'll go through the list here for you.
We'll start with
the seniors. We got Benny Swanson, Jack Swan, Chris Pierce, Vinny Feebles, Jack Bouchon, Dryden Bergeron, Jacob Davey, Jonah DiNuccio McShane, Ian Earl, Zach Hagen, Dominic Haller, Josh Lumsden, and Matt Lumsden.
Thoughts on the club? Pretty good athletes there.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good athletes. Probably the most team speed that we've had since I've been a part of the program, even when I was in it with Shane. Just the pure athletic speed is there this year. A lot of arms, too. I mean, we're a little behind the eight ball, obviously, starting 2 weeks late like we had to with all the quarantines. But once we get the arms in shape, we're going to have a long list of pitchers, which with the schedule that Lockwood's put together for us is definitely a plus. And I think offensively we're going to be better than we've been the last couple of years.
You know, as far as logistically, are we looking at like an aggressive team on the base pads, you know, things of that nature? And as far as, not being shy as far as in, a hitter's count, things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be aggressive all the way through the game, right? That's kind of been my MO as a coach. We throw strikes, play defense, and run the bases, and you're going to win a lot of high school baseball games.
As Chris Bontrager joins us, the Suhai head baseball coach. Of course, we'll have Blue Devil Baseball here at Radio Sioux throughout the course of the spring, and we will talk more about that as we move along here. And I mentioned before the best part of this year with everything going on, and boy, did we need good news, Chris, and that is the weather, of course, has been very kind. And, of course, old man winter, it appears, I don't want to jinx it, but it appears he's left us. All the snow is gone, and of course, that will help field conditions, things of that nature. It has rained quite a bit in the last few days, but, overall, we're ahead of schedule, and that means the fields are ahead of schedule.
Yeah, actually, I was just up on the fields, and like you said, they're just wet from the rain we've had this week. To me, it seems like all the frost is gone along with the snow. So at this point, it's just a matter of if we can get some sunny days and get some wind, we can get them dried up, and it'll definitely be the earliest I've ever been on the fields with this program. I can think of seasons, Hope and Shane, and even my first year a couple years ago, I think we literally got to practice outside twice and play a handful of home games, and that's it. So we're way ahead of schedule this year.
I was telling Chris off the air the last time I think I did an abundance of home games. Of course, we try to load up with a lot of home games and then go on the road when we can with the team as far as to meet them and broadcast the games. And I have to go back to, I think, 2015, the last time we had like a full slate of home games on that beautiful diamond we have at the facility we have at the James Field. So it'll be nice to be able to get a good season in. And this more than any time, because of what we just talked about with COVID and things of that nature, this is huge and a big key, I think, to being able to get a good season off as far as Chris and have the team out on the field, the fact that we're able to get outside. And with COVID and all that, that's going to be critical to be able to be outside and outdoors and in your team practice and as opposed to indoors with everything going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously magnified this year with the COVID stuff, right? I mean, we're going to be able to be outside practicing, and that saves you when it comes to the tracking and quarantine kids. I mean, if you're outside and you're 6 feet away, there's no reason for them to have to go to quarantine if they're around it. So not only from a baseball perspective, but from the COVID perspective, it's definitely going to be a huge plus if we can get outside and stay away from all the tracking that they have to do.
Schedule, as far as in COVID times, will be even a more of a moving target. Normal seasons have it as well with, of course, being outdoors and of Mother Nature being foul with rainouts, things of that nature. But this season more than ever, and you hope to start, I believe, on Thursday, April 15th. Is that at Gaylord?
Yeah, we're down at Gaylord. Yep.
And
this coming Thursday.
And then your first home dates are Monday the 19th, which coincidentally we hope will be our first broadcast of Blue Devil Baseball on the 19th, 4 o'clock against Alpena at the James Field. And you'll have try to sprinkle in as much, of course, this is all, around the fact if the field's ready, as we know. But that would be great to be on the field early on, and I'm sure something the kids are hoping for.
Yeah, that would be huge for us to be able to host a home game in April. Would be almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Since I've been around. So if we could get out there and get a home game in before we got to go play some of these monsters downstate that we have to play, it would be definitely a bonus for us and get us going, I think.
No cupcakes on that schedule. You go down to the Muskegon area. Of course, we're talking the Alpena tournament. I hope to be able to do that. That's always a good tournament. The first, into May, I believe, the second week of May. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I believe it's the second weekend.
And of course, you play those Central UP Galutens. I think Gladstone is in there, and teams of that nature. So there's no cupcakes in there.
No, I told Steve when he hired me that I wanted to be a true Division II baseball team, right? Like, we wanted to get back to what Sioux High baseball used to be. And obviously, we're not a part of the Big North Conference anymore, but if you look at our baseball schedule, you'd think we were. Mm-hmm. We just have to go on the road for all the games. But we want to be ready for districts. We want to go win those little Michigan-shaped trophies. And how you do that is being prepared and building yourself up to it. So, we're loaded right up with Big North teams. I mean, Petoskey, Alpena. I think the only Big North team that we don't play this year is Cadillac. And then we're
at Traverse City Central, and yeah, you play West.
Yeah, we're at Central. We're at West.
Alpena's always tough.
Yeah, we're down at Oak Ridge. We're down at Orchard View. I mean, Oak Ridge is one of the premier Division II programs in the state. They're constantly one of the final 4-8 teams. So,
and that's who knocked off Sioux High. Was it them or Orchard View? I forget, like Shane's last year in Gaylord.
No, that was Oak Ridge.
Oh, that was Oak Ridge. I thought it was Oak Ridge, yes. Yeah.
And then since then, they've been right back down to being in the Final Four every year. So, I mean, there's no cupcakes on here. It's going to be a test. It's going to push us, but it's also going to prepare us for districts. So that's what we're looking to do.
Who's with the JV program as far as coaching, things of that nature?
Jordan Perry is the head coach, and then we've surrounded him with a staff of Avery Tonight. Brent Blair's on it. Eric Samuelson's on it, and then a couple of former players. Well, Avery Tonight's obviously a former player, but Jordan's alum too, and then we've also got Drew Larson and Logan Bailey who are helping him out. So he's got a lot of help and a lot of alum that are back from playing college ball themselves. So
good to see former players coming back like that, and it sounds like a lot of them.
Yes, that's huge for a program, right? I mean, ultimately, not just a team, but for a program, you want it to be a family and kind of a brotherhood. And when you can get the players coming back, it makes it a lot easier for the kids now to buy into it. So,
does it seem like your first year, because you missed last year, Chris? I mean, it's kind of weird, having that year in between, isn't it?
Yeah, it is different. And on my staff, I have Ted Conisett, Brent Hibbard, and Nertoli, and Tony Nertoli and Ryan Mowers. And we were talking about that yesterday at practice. It was like, it was almost like it was a clean slate. Like, we just got hired in and we're trying to build a program now just because everything got erased and taken away on us. And Tony was talking about that. Tony's been around baseball forever and been around this program forever, right? And he just said it's so different. It's so new to have something like this to go through. So it is what it is. We're just happy we might get a season in this year compared to last year. So,
what are some of your goals with this team this year as you look as far as throughout the course of the season?
I'm kind of a simple approach guy. I uh, I tell the kids this all the time. I want to go out there and I want to win every inning, right? You go out and start winning inning by inning, and that's how you're going to take care of games. And at bats, we want to have better at bats. And as far as winning what we want to win, the seniors are supposed to be getting back to me and letting me know. But from a coaching staff, we want a challenge for conference. We want a challenge for districts. And we want to go check out that new super regional they do. We want to get through that crossover and see if we can be a part of that and see what it's all about.
Explain that a little bit, because I know it changed since, you know, this is your third year, and it changed a few years ago, just about the, I think when Shane stepped away, back then it was the old way of regionals, and then you go a quarterfinal, and they changed how they do it as far as condensed it more. It makes a lot of sense. Explain it for the folks.
Yeah, now you do districts, and that's usually the first weekend in June. And once you get through districts now, instead of going to regionals, you go to crossover regional, they call it. Mm-hmm. And that usually happens on a Tuesday. And then the following weekend, you go to super regionals. And then once you get through super regionals, then it's like it used to be. You go down to the final four. But there's no longer a regional and a quarterfinals. Now it's crossover regionals and super regionals.
It makes a lot more sense, too, and cuts down travel and time and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it does. It emphasizes pitching depth too. That's one thing that it really does do. And looking at the team we have this year and looking at the program that we're building, I think honestly it benefits us in the long run. I mean, the more athletes and the more pitchers you can get as a part of the program and developed, the more success you're going to have long term with it. So,
well, it sounds like we're all ready to go, and crossing our fingers, looking forward to the season. And, of course, you guys, before I leave, we're going to have Lisa Schulte on here with the Sioux High softball team, and she will have her talk more about your fundraiser coming up, a joint fundraiser that you have. I didn't want to ignore that, but you have that coming up, and we'll have Lisa touch more on that. But you guys are combining with the Sioux High softball for that, so that is big because, as everybody knows, baseball, softball are self-funded.
Yeah, and we have to thank the softball program, really, because the fundraiser we normally do is in-person contact, and that stuff's frowned upon right now. So
yeah.
Lisa was nice enough to reach out and have us be a part of it, and we're going to do a raffle for a four-wheeler, and she'll get into the details of it, I'm sure, but definitely could use the support of the community selling these tickets and build our budget, because we are on the road quite a bit, and it's going to be a little different this year. So,
Lisa, one thing she is she's a out-of-the-box type of thinker, and, of course, being creative. And you got to be in these times right now. So good luck with that. We'll, of course, let the folks know more about that coming up here on the show when Lisa joins us. And we'll be seeing you hopefully a week from Monday for some baseball.
Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks.
All right, that's Chris Bontrager, the head coach of Sioux High Baseball. We appreciate his time here on Coach's Corner. We'll continue with more Coach's Corner this week in high school sports coming up. And Lisa Schulte with Blue Devil Softball. Of course, we'll have them on the air this year as well. That all is coming up here on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO.
And now back to Coach's Corner with Dave Watson on 1230 WSOO.
And good morning and welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. I'm your host, Dave Watson, and our second guest is with us now, and that's Lisa Schulte, the Sioux High softball coach, of course, second coach in the program's history, or mentor, Linda Bouvet, of course, a longtime coach, and Lisa's been with the program for a few years now as coach, been around it for quite a while as a player and assistant coach. Of course, my old partner on basketball back in the day, folks will remember that as well. We say good morning to Lisa. Great to have you back on. It's been a few years, and thanks for joining us here.
No problem. It was weird walking in here. It's been a long time, but I was really excited. You know, I always loved being on the radio with you, so it's good to be back and see you. I know it's been a long time with all the COVID stuff. Actually, I haven't even seen you. I used to see you all the time, so it's nice. It's nice to be in here and be talking spring sports.
Yeah, and it's right around the corner, and it's a go. And I kind of wondered a little bit yesterday when old girl had her press conference down in Lansing there, Gretchen. But it sounds like everything's you know, full steam ahead. She just gave recommendations, so that's good. And I think, you know, it makes perfect sense. We're going to have spring sports because they're all outdoors, and majority of them are non-contact, including softball. I would put that in that category as well. And let's talk about the softball team. Of course, you guys just started practicing just recently, and how are things going?
They're going pretty good. Like, I mean, you know, it's been a struggle, and I'm sure Chris touched on this a little bit, not having a season last year and, you know, not being able to have your normal open gyms and try, even for us, you know, baseball was in the same situation that we had to move tryouts a week. So we are starting a you know, almost a week and a half later than we normally would with practices, but they're going good. We had a lot of girls come out, which made us very happy. Both teams have number of players on them, and so it's been great. I know for a lot of people in our community, it was a rough year last year, but it was especially rough for the spring sports kids. I mean, a lot of those kids, not just even baseball and softball, missed out on their season, and so it's been really great being in the gym and seeing the excitement of all the programs. It's been very loud in there. Yesterday was a great practice, and so I'm super excited to get going. I know my girls are just, they can't wait to get back on the diamond after having been off all of last year.
Yeah, everything blending in together as I plead ignorance on this. This is your third or fourth year taking
fourth.
Over for Linda? Fourth, okay.
Well, I mean, we didn't have a season last year,
yeah.
So, but it is fourth, yeah.
Well, and why I ask that is I said this to Chris earlier here on the corner, and Chris Bontrager, the Sioux High baseball coach, this is his third year, and I said, it feels probably like your second. And he said that him and his coaching staff, of course, Tony Nertoli, mentioned, you know, this is something we've never seen before, because it is. It's like they're building their program for the first time, and it has to kind of be similar for your program and everybody else, because, you know, you had that 1 year of nothing, and now here you are again.
Yeah, and if you remember, in 2016, before I took over, because that was Linda's last year, we didn't have a JV program. And so, like, yesterday, Linda and I were talking about just the importance of, you know, building that softball program, you know, JV back up again. Well, not having a year last year, I was really concerned, you know, because you want to, you know, kids, you want to bring more kids into your program and let them know it's sustainable. And so, yeah, I would agree with Chris. It's really, it's more like my third year. And it's almost like you're starting over. You know, to miss a full year in a sport like ours can be very challenging for players, but I think everybody's going to be in the same boat, so that probably makes us feel a little bit more comfortable. But I would agree with his statement. It is, you lose a whole year and you're trying to get your legs.
How's the team look as far as we'll get into who's on the team and the things of that nature at the varsity level?
We have Callan and Kenzie McCullough, Alex Menard, Paris Kagris, Avery Calder, Gussie Smith, and Audrey Smith, their siblings, Amber Curtis, Lauren Brown, Riley Jewell, Heather Bull, Alex Steffes. I also have Hannah Maurer and Lucy Husky, who are two underclassmen that will also be playing with us. So we have a couple kids double rostered, because they're going to play JV for a little bit before they come up and be on varsity full time. That's the one thing, you know, when you miss a whole year as a freshman and you come in as a sophomore, and
yeah,
we have that, they didn't get any of that varsity experience. So the first couple of weeks, we have some kids that I just want them to get their legs under them, work on a couple of things, and, you know, then they're, you know, be up on varsity full time. So, you know, just playing around and doing some things, but we're very athletic, and it's a very exciting group. And that's no knock on any of my other teams, because I've loved each of my teams in a different way. But this team's, there's just a different vibe in the gym. You know, these young kids, even a couple of my varsity players said it, they're just so excited. Like, I had one girl when I was telling the kids what team they're on, and she was a young freshman that had never played softball before, but very athletic. And I said, well, how do you like it? And she said, it was so much fun. I didn't know it was going to be so much fun. And as a coach, that makes you very thrilled, because one of the things we've been really trying to impress on our varsity team, especially with seven seniors, and five of them are full-time starters, is bringing that excitement to the younger kids in your senior year and leading the way and leading the program when you leave it in a better way. And I think that our seniors are, they just love working with the underclassmen. And I think it will take us a couple games, but I think we have a chance to really, I mean, compete in our conference this year.
Lisa Schulte, the Sioux High softball coach, head softball coach for the Blue Devil Varsity, is with us, and we hope her first game here on Radio Sioux will be next Saturday at home against Marquette. If Mother Nature is kind to us this week, and right now she is today because, of course, we have a nice sunshine out there, and appears to be gorgeous weather. Dry up those fields. Of course, I imagine you guys have a work bee scheduled, those kind of things. Chris was saying they're hoping to get over to the James Field soon as well.
Yeah, we hope this week that us coaches and a couple of the parents will be able to get over there and work on the field. You know, Losey Field is actually in great condition, and we were actually joking because I asked Chris, well, are you going to be ready before my field? And he said, no, your field looks better than mine. So then I went and walked on it, and I was like, I don't know. So, you know, I think we're fine to field to play on if we can next week, because you know what happens with us, and I don't know if baseball's in the same boat. The thing about softball is if our field isn't exactly ready, we can check out the other fields. So
great.
Our goal is to find to be able to play next week. And Losey, you know, Linda and everybody's done a great job in upkeeping that field. We have that new drain system out in the outfield. So I think it will be ready. Just crossing my fingers that some of this rain holds off and we get a little wind, because that would help.
Oh, wind,
Everybody's complaining about the wind the other day. I said, no, we need, you know, baseball and softball needs that wind right now. Probably the soccer team too.
I hate wind because, you know, it is... It wrecks my house, and of course the siding comes ripped off. I have no windbreak, things like that. But the one area that wind is good, and you're right, and that is drying things up. And you mentioned, Losey Field. I would have to think that it's going to be ready to go. And a big reason is, Linda has babied that field.
Yeah.
You know, since its inception. I remember packing up my gear, and you know how long it takes me to pack up my gear. There she is on the four wheeler grading the dirt. And she's manicuring everything, so I think the babiness of what she's done with that will help in this situation. I won't be surprised at all if you're on that field next Saturday.
Yeah, I think we will. And Linda, she's helping me out a little bit this year with a couple of things with my pitchers. So I'm sure on Monday I'll be talking to her about it, because I always make sure to ask if it's good for the four wheeler yet, because she doesn't like it when you tear in with it. But
you don't want to make her mad.
The one thing I will say, at the end of the year, that field was prepped really well going into winter. So there's not, I'm more concerned about getting the Canisto field ready for the JV than I am with Losey. Losey, like I said, there's not much going to go into that. We'll have a couple things that Linda will give me on the list that, will need to be done. But I'm more concerned actually about the Canisto field. I think Losey, will be just fine. I think you remember back, those foul lines sometimes is where the water would sit. But
right.
The new drain system out there has kind of helped with that. So
that's good news. I'm just glad that, in the last few years before, of course, COVID and all that happened, I was talking to Chris about this. We were a 2 or 3 year period where the snow didn't leave. I mean, we still had about 5 feet of snow, and then we get a snowstorm.
Our work bees were shoveling off the field for both baseball
exactly.
And softball.
And then it'd play mind games with you, like, oh, it looks like it's going to leave. Maybe we'll get on by the end of April. No. Not so fast, my friend. All of a sudden, we get another storm in there. I remember that happened, I want to say 2018, and you guys in baseball were lucky to get any games in at all at home. And that's just, the nature of the beast up here.
My first 2 years, we didn't even get on a field before we had games. So I'm really crossing my fingers that happens this year. And in either way, we're going to be on the field earlier than we ever have since I've been the varsity coach. So I'll be happy with that. But I did want to give a shout out to the Malcolm Pride group. Obviously, I sit on that board, but, Abby Baker and Kevin Pomeroy and Linda and Sandy Sawyer and, Ted and all those people, Mark Sirk, that all helped put into
Big Mark Sirk. I'll tell you what right now.
They all put a lot of work in our community, and donations to getting that new concession stands and locker room bathrooms built. It's awesome. It's awesome for our kids to have a changing room up there and a real bathroom. And so I just want to tell our community and those people on that board how excited our kids are and appreciative, that we will have those facilities this year, and it will be open for everybody to use. And I'm, men's softball, and when we have those tournaments, that will be a great thing. And hopefully next year, when we're hosting something for baseball and softball, you know, whether it be regional things or districts, that will be, you know, a great thing.
Huge. So. That will be huge, and other people notice it. And, you know, we've had Kevin on about that program, and last fall we had him on, and then the year prior, a couple years prior, I want to say the year before, we had him on as well, talking about it, promoting it. But, no, all those people you mentioned, that's good for you to do that. And without them, you know, that wouldn't happen. You look at how beautiful the James Field is. You know, we got great diamonds around
and,
here.
You know, Kevin and Linda spend a lot of time up there and helping us, and you know, someone like me, I'm very appreciative. And, you know, I know sometimes they probably are like, what do they want now when they get those emails? But I can't tell you how awesome it is to have that help, you know, up there. And people in our community should know how lucky we are that those people put in their own time up at those fields, because it is very time consuming. And sometimes you don't get the volunteer help that you wish you would get to work on the fields. And so a lot of times it's, you know, Kevin and Linda and a couple of us up there helping them. And to be honest, most time it's Kevin and Linda. Yeah, so I want
that's not easy. It takes time.
Yeah. And those fields, you know, James Field is a beautiful field. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Losey is a beautiful field. So we're two very lucky programs. And
it doesn't magically just appear that way.
No.
No, there's people that get it done. And, yeah. And Linda and Kevin, I mean, they're underrated. I mean, they both, the work they put in over the years, I mean, that's why I love having them on the air and mentioning it, just to the things you're saying, Lisa. Before we wrap up and let you get going, of course, a big fundraiser coming up for Sioux High Baseball, softball. I told Chris we'll have you talk about it. And you're an outside-the-box thinker, and that's why, of course, I had you join me all those years ago when you're a high school intern, and knowing what's going on, and we can't do the usual fundraisers like a spaghetti feed and all that. You came up with a pretty neat idea. Tell the folks about it.
Okay, so, but I do have to give some credit. This was our fundraiser that we were going to do last year, and I actually had all the tickets, the license, everything in, and then our season got canceled. And then I was talking to Tracy Menard about doing the fundraiser again and what she thought, and she actually is the one that suggested maybe we do it with baseball. And I thought that was a great collaboration for us and a way for us both to. So I appreciate that, you know, Tracy's idea about including baseball. And so what it is a raffle. You can win a Can-Am Outlander 450 4x4 ATV from All-Star Marine Sports, Power Sports. That's the first prize. The second prize is a four-hour, two-person guide from Live to Fish Charters, and that's been donated by Dane Stanaway, which I appreciate. Like I said, All-Star giving us a great deal and working with us. Dane has been awesome, and then for him to donate some of his time as a second prize, I want to give a shout out to them. You know, that was really nice of them to help out our program. And then the third prize is $250 cash. So it's $40 a ticket, and find your favorite baseball, softball player and buy them. And I've already gotten text, you know, about tickets, and maybe a couple kids needed some more. So I'm excited, and it's a pretty red four-wheeler. I mean, you can't go
wrong
with that, Dave.
It looks snazzy.
Yeah.
I saw it. We shared the post he had about it on our Facebook page here on Radio Sioux, and it's a pretty snazzy-looking wheels there.
And it is, you know, like when I talked to Chris about it, I said, you know, with these COVID times you hit on, it's really hard to do fundraisers. Like, neither of us could do our normal fundraiser. And so last year, that's why I had gotten the idea from a couple, you know.
Golf scrambles.
No,
about it.
And golf scrambles, you know, are hard, especially for Chris and I during this time of year. We have to do them in the summertime.
And there's so many of them.
And so we came up with this, and then Chris is going to do something later in the year, I think. So I said, you know, I'll run this one. And so I think it'll be a great thing for everybody, and it gets us selling some tickets and a really nice four-wheeler. So
pretty snazzy, and that's no question about that. Well, it sounds like things are going good with Sioux High softball. And again, if anybody wants a ticket, just get a hold of a player or get a hold of Lisa on Facebook or anything of that nature, and they'll get you a ticket. And then you'll have the drawing when now? The end of May,
it's,
did I see?
May 28th, and we're doing the drawing at 2 p.m.
All right, 2 p.m. on the 28th. You don't have to be there, do you?
No, you do not have to be present to win. So that's a good question, Dave. I've had a lot of people messaged me that last night and today. No, you do not have to be present to win. Even if you're out of town and you're listening, because I know you get those out of town listeners, I'll take a picture and send you your ticket. You can use Venmo. We got all the kinds of ways for people to buy tickets. So please don't be afraid and help out your baseball and softball programs.
That's one convenience of COVID. You don't have to be there.
Well, that's what all the parents said. This is the easiest fundraiser they're going to ever do.
Yeah, didn't think we'd come up with a positive of COVID, but
this is it.
That's probably the only thing we'll find. Lisa, always great to have you on. We'll hopefully see you next Saturday, and we hope to get many Blue Devil softball games on the air. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much, Dave, and we appreciate your support.
All right, and we'll be back to close up shop for this week's Coach's Corner in a moment on 1230 WSOO.
Dave Watson on 1230 WSOO.
That will do it for this year's Coach's Corner and this week's Coach's Corner. I'd like to thank everybody that came on for the show this year. We appreciate that. Thank you to Scott Nason for filling in for a few times as well. Matt Pocket filling in one time while I was away. And all of our guests throughout the course of the year, we had a two-month respite because of COVID, but we came back. And we hope, of course, things continue to go in the good way. And we'll be back in August with more Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner is a presentation of 1230 WSOO.